That's the type of shir that we are. We're a Madison Avenue shir.
I'm jealous. I want that.
Anyway, we begin on Chav Vav Amud Beis. We're in the middle of the Mishnah. We are six lines down. Tonight's limud is about as easy as it gets, in my humble opinion. And which is a good thing, because really at 9 o'clock I have another shir that I attend. So we will hopefully finish by then. The Mishnah says, six lines down, when Av comes in, we are memayit in Simcha. Shabbos shachal Tisha B'Av liyos besocha, the week in which Tisha B'Av occurs, asur melasaper or melchabes. One is not allowed to cut his hair, and one is not allowed to wash his clothing. U'bachamishi, but on Thursday, you are allowed to mutar mipnei kvod Shabbos. That means to say that should Tisha B'Av fall out on Friday, then even though that entire week you cannot be mesaper or be mechabes, you're not allowed to cut your hair, you're not allowed to wash your clothing. Nevertheless, chavavim beis 26b. So yeah, even though during the rest of the week you're not allowed to, on Thursday we do allow it because of kavod Shabbos. Erev Tisha B'Av lo yochal adam shnei tavshilin. On erev Tisha B'Av, for the Suda Mavsekis, a person should not eat two tavshilin. Lo yochal basar lo yishta yayin. You shouldn't eat meat and you shouldn't drink wine. Now, the Gemara is going to clarify all of this stuff, and obviously these halachos are we take to the maximum extreme.
It's a morning issue, or
this is a morning issue. Not morning as in versus evening, but a morning as in
sad.
It is a sadness issue indeed. You shouldn't eat meat and you shouldn't drink wine. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer Yishaneh. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says you should be Mishaneh. You don't have to follow these rules of not eating meat or drinking wine, but rather you should be Mishaneh. You should do something different than you... Or what?
Who says?
Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. He's right here. He's in the Mishnah.
Oh, fine. Okay.
You should be Mishaneh. You should change it up, right? I'll throw a fastball a little time and throw a change up. Right? Change it up a little bit. So if you normally eat meat, then tone it down a little bit, in other words. Tone it down. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda Machayev Bechvia Samita. Rabbi Yehuda says, not only can you not eat meat, drink wine, or all these things, but also you have to turn over your bed, meaning you're not supposed to sleep on a mattress. You just turn over your mattress so that you're reminded not to sleep on a mattress. But the Chacham did not agree. Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Yes.
So Mark Stern and I took a look at this last night, and we saw the Rashi on the Tana Kama on Shnei Tavshilin.
Shnei Tavshilin.
And Rashi says, for example, no meat and fish together, no meat and eggs together.
Correct.
But what? Why does Rashi need to say that if according to the Tana Kama you can't have meat anyway in the Mishnah?
Erev Tisha B'Av lo yochal ad mashnei tavshilin, lo yochal basar v'lo yishta yayin.
Get the question?
Yes. If you look at the Gilyon, there's a Gilyon on the side of the Rashi.
What is a Gilyon?
It's a side comment. There's a side comment on the side of Rashi. Yes. And he says, if you look over there, he says, Kavonas Rashi, what Rashi means by basar here, doesn't mean regular basar, he means basar maliach, extra salted meat, dishari, which is permitted, as is brought down on Lamed Amud Aleph. Right? You can eat basar maliach, which is an extra salted type of meat, which is less of a cuisine than regular meat. So the extra salted meat is what Rashi is referencing here, and that is normally permitted. But to eat it with dagim, or to eat basar beitzim, is a problem. Okay.
And also, what about the fact that bizman is there, we don't have meat and yayin, at least bizman
is there, is a different story. Different story. We'll learn the Gemara in Daf Lamed, and all of your questions and all of your heart's desires will be fulfilled.
At least his question.
At least your question. Yeah, probably nothing else. Anyway, the Gemara goes on. It says, "Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel." Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, "Lo hayu yamim tovim liYisrael kachamisha aser ba'av u'kiyom haKippurim." There were no better days for Klal Yisrael than two, and those are two ba'av and Yom HaKippurim. What happened on Tubahav? Shabahem benos Yerushalayim yosos bechlei lavan sheulin. The unmarried daughters of Israel of Yerushalayim would go out in klei lavan sheulin. They would go out in white borrowed clothing. Now, why did they have to borrow the clothing? Shelo levayish es misha'enlo. They didn't want to embarrass anybody who didn't have white clothing. So everybody went to everybody else and borrowed. So it didn't look like, so everybody was wearing somebody else's clothing. It didn't look like I don't have money. Kol hakelim t'unim tefila, because
I don't understand. I can understand, of course, 15, Tubav.
This is only Tubav. This is only Tubav. This is not Yom Kippur.
Hold on.
This isn't happening. It's not a Yom Kippur. It's not a Din Yom Kippur.
Right.
I don't think this is talking about Yom Kippur.
Yeah, you didn't borrow white.
Yom Kippur is a happy day because we get Mechilas Lecha Lechapara. This then I don't think this happened on Yom Kippur.
No, it's only Tubav.
So what happened? White garments?
Yeah, yes. the dancing in the sados and krumim, all this stuff. Kol hakelim t'unim tevila. All of the borrowed clothing required tevila because we didn't know who was anida and who was not, and a woman who was anida wearing clothing is metami the clothing as well. So they all require tevila. Ubnos Yerushalayim yotzos v'cholos b'krumim. And then these girls used to go out and they used to dance in the vineyards. Umahayu omros, and what would they say when they were dancing? They would speak to the boys who were not yet married, who they wanted a shidduch with. So they would say one of three things. These are three possibilities of what they would say. So the girls who were attractive would say, Bachor, boy, Sana inecha. Lift up your eyes, re'ei ma'ata borer lecha.
Young man,
look at what you've got. Look how beautiful I am. Essentially, now that was for the beautiful girls. What about the girls who weren't so beautiful? They would say, al titen inecha benoi, titen inecha b'mishpacha. They would say, don't look at the beauty, look at the mishpacha, look at the yichus. I come from a nice family. And the ones who had neither looks nor the family, they would say, Sheker hachein vehevel ayofi isha yiras Hashem hi tisalal. They would say, chein is sheker, yofi is sheker, but I have yiras Hashem. The people that had none of those, they were just simply not getting shiduchim. So like, you know, that's it.
It's a fun piece of Gemara to read, but how do you understand this Gemara? It's like all of a sudden, the holy women of Am Yisrael and the holy Kedusha becomes like a pickup joint. I mean, how do you understand? Like the women are dancing in front of the boys. I mean, this can't be understood on a Pashut level. It's like,
well, it cannot be understood on a Pashut level in modern day Ramat Beit Shemesh. But I think life was very, very different back then, and I think the ridiculous chumras and issues of tznias that we practice nowadays was simply not an issue, in my humble opinion. I don't know. They're talking about the
women dancing in front of
the boys. Becholos dancing and saying to the bachurim, look at the beauty.
Wait a second, David.
They're saying it's not shaykh.
I'm going to challenge you on this.
12-year-old girls. Huh?
I'm going to challenge you on this. Why do you read the Mishnah? Rashi doesn't have much to help us here. Why do you read the Mishnah saying that there were three different categories and the pretty ones this and the ugly ones are that?
I just saw somebody say that.
Because you could read it entirely different.
Read it.
You could say the whole thing. All the girls would say one thing.
Yeah.
It's a one continuous statement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't look for.
You could say that.
Okay.
You could say that.
Which is a lot less problematic because otherwise it sounds like what Simcha said. It's.
What? Oh. Very good.
It's something that happened. So
okay. Very good.
Well, I'm in suspense.
I did not see the end of the Gemara.
When's that price coming?
I did not see the end of the Gemara. What?
I want to spoil the ending.
No, you should.
Yeah, he's already told me that the Gemara ends in a very small daf, so it's basically
until the end.
I have no interest in learning.
It's on the last Almud, you're saying? On the last Almud of the season. Oh man.
So it's going to hold you in suspense. You got 5 weeks to really bite your nails on this one. Okay. But until then, we're just going to go on. The Omer and the Pasuk says, "Nula mipriya dehavi aluha b'shar maaseha." Give to her mipriya deha from the fruits of her of her hands. In other words, look at her maisim, bialua b'sharim maaseha, and you should praise her in the cities and the gates on because of her deeds. So Sheker Achin v'hevel ayofi isha yiras Hashem refers to the sur meira, right? That she's yiras Hashem. But how do we know that she has the avas Hashem, that she has the yasei tov?
How do you know in any case from that particular day?
What do you mean? She's saying, what do you mean? How do you know?
She's
saying. It's all written down. It's all in the Sefer Zichronos.
But I'm saying that you can say something, whether it's true or not.
But yeah, they're all lying, for sure. Okay, we go on. V'cheinu Oimer, and the Pasuk said...
What does the Pasuk from Mishlei have to do with a lack of yichus in the girl?
It doesn't have anything to do with a lack of yichus.
That's what that Pasuk is apparently connected to, the way this is explained. The girls who had
either...
No,
the ones who have no yichus, so then they, at the very least they can say, look at my Maisim Tovim. It's not to say that anybody who does have yichus doesn't have Maisim Tovim. Uh-huh. Although we know that to be true many times. What? Exactly. Okay. V'cheinu Oimer. And so to the Pasuk says, Se'ena re'ena benos Tzion. The daughters of Zion, go out and see. Bamelech Shlomo, of the King Shlomo, which is a reference to Hashem, right? Melech Shalom Shalo. Melech Shlomo. Right? Go see Hashem ba'atara she'itra lo imo, in the crown that his mother, being Klal Yisrael, crowned him with, b'yom chasu naso, on the day of his chasna, u'b'yom simchas libo, on the day of his heart's joy. What is this referring to? B'yom chasu nuso, b'yom simchas libo. The Mishnah says, b'yom chasu nuso is a matan Torah. That's the chasna is matan Torah, right? Kala sola da berito. That's a reference to chasna and kala, the relationship, the marriage between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. B'yom simchas libo is a reference to binyan beis hamikdash. She bana b'mehir of yamein. Okay, this is lechora all a reference to the tuba of Yom Kippurim is a day of mechila, slicha, v'chapara, and that lechora is the yamim. That's why there is no greater day for Klal Yisrael than Yom Kippur. Okay, we go on. Exactly. Let us get that settled. Lest you think that sitting in shul all day is a torture. It is actually the greatest chesed. Okay. The Gemara now picks up with the very opening statement in our Mishnah, which said that there are three occasions in which the Kohanim duchen four times in that day. Those four times being Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. What are the three occasions? Right? There's a three and there's a four and there's a whole bunch of stuff going on in this. But there are four periods within the day. And there are three occasions in which this happens. Ta'anios, Ma'amados, and Yom HaKippurim. Now the obvious question is going to be, as the Gemara brings up right now, B'shlosh ha'prakim m'shana kohanim nosim s'kafeim v'chulei, Ta'anios u'ma'amados mi'ika Musaf. Ta'anios u'ma'amados do not have Musaf. There's no korban Musaf brought on the Ta'anios and Ma'amados. So how can you tell me that there are four tfilos that we have the Siyas Kapayim for during Ta'anios u'ma'amados? That's not true. That's not true.
We don't have them.
But we have, for Ta'anios u'ma'amados, they used to duchen. They would duchen. For Ta'anios u'ma'amados, they would duchen at mincha time. Okay?
And then they would have a ne'ilah too, right?
Yeah, but...
You're saying for our Ta'anios, it's a different story. Different story. Different story. Yeah.
I thought we do duchen by Ta'anios if it's in the door, and if it's in Eretz Yisrael.
Mincha Gedolah we do. Oh, okay. Oh, Mincha Katana? That's going to be a different story. Okay, that'll tie into the Gemara.
And I have no idea why.
Yeah, but on Yom Kippur.
I think it's going to tie into the Gemara.
Right,
that's the Gemara. The Gemara is basically going to lay this out. Not in so many words, but we'll be able to tie it in. Okay, makes sense. All right. Very good. Now that we have that, we can now go on. Anyway, the Gemara asks, so there is no There's no Musaf during Taniyos and Ma'amadas. What's the pshat? So the Gemara says Chesura Mechsura. The Mishnah is actually missing a few words. This is what it means to say. There are three occasions in which the Kohanim Dochen Kol Zman Shemispadlin. During all the tefillos that they daven. During all the tefillos that they daven, there's going to be duchening. V'yesh mehan, and there is a time in those periods where it's actually four times in the year. It's four times in the day. Usually it's three times. It's Shachris, Musaf, and Ne'ilah. I'm sorry, Shachris, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. But there is an occasion in which it happens four times. V'yesh ben arba pa'am b'yom, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ilah, Sha'arim. So there is one of those times. Ve'eluhen shlosha prakim. The following are the three occasions. Taniyos ma'amados v'yom kippurim. Those are the three occasions. And we know that Yom Kippur is that one day. Yom Kippur is the day in which we duchen four times because we actually have a korban musaf. We have musafin. We have musaf.
So these ma'amados, minyan, on Taniyos and on the weeks of the ma'amados, did have like a ne'ilah for those minyan. In other words,
we didn't have the Musaf.
When we first saw the Mishnah,
yeah,
and it said Shachris Musaf Minchah Minyan,
yes,
I thought it to me that these minyanim that had the ma'amados that had these special things going on, that they had Minyan in those locations.
Yeah, I think that they did.
They had a Ne'ilah, even though it was not Yom Kippur.
Yes, it's that Ne'ilah that we're picking at. We're picking at Musaf. We're picking at the Musaf. Because the Musaf doesn't exist in Taniyos and Ma'amados. Just because there was a Maimon, it doesn't mean that there was a Musaf. That's what the Gemara is asking on. The Gemara is asking that it's not true that there's a corpse, that there's a Musaf then.
Uh-huh.
Right? So the Gemara answers, you're right. In the Taniyos and Ma'amados, there's no Musaf. What we meant to say is we're really referencing Yom Kippur. When it comes to Taniyos and Ma'amados, all the Mishnah means to say is that in each of the davenings that we have, in each of the tefillos that we have, in the days of Taniyos and Ma'amados, which are three, Shachris, Mincha, and Ne'ilah, we duchen in all three of those tefillos. Okay? It's a shtickle confusing. I might have confused you more, but that's why you have this on tape. That's why we put this whole thing on tape. Right?
And then I can
correct, exactly. Correct. Exactly. In case I didn't confuse you enough, the tape is there to strengthen the confusion.
Consistency is one of the 48 ways.
Exactly. There you go. This is what I strive towards. Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avuha, Zu Divri Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir, who states that we say, we duchen in all tefillos. All four tefillos. However, the Chachamim say no. Shachris and Musaf yesh b'hen nesiyas kapayim. Mincha ne'ilah ein b'hen nesiyas kapayim. The Chachamim say no. I disagree. Only in Shachris and Musaf do we duchen. We do not duchen on Mincha ne'ilah. The Gemara is going to explain all of this. The reason for all of this. Man Chachamim. Who are the Chachamim? Rabbi Yehuda hi. I'll tell you that it's Rabbi Yehuda, as we see in the following brisa. Desanya. Shachris and Musaf Mincha and Eli in all four tefillos. Kulon yesh b'hem netzias kapayim. There is duchening in all four tefillos. Divi Rabbi Meir. That's the Rabbi Meir that we just saw. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. Shachris and Musaf yesh b'hem netzias kapayim. During Shachris and Musaf there is duchening. Mincha and Eli in b'hem netzias kapayim. Mincha and Eli there is no netzias kapayim. There's no duchening. That's Rabbi Yehuda. That's the same chachamim that we had in Rav Nachman's statement. That's Rabbi Yehuda. The Braisa now adds a third shita, and again we're going to explain all of this shortly, because I know you guys are on edge over here. You guys look really on edge, so we're going to explain this very shortly. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Rabbi Yossi says, Ne'ila yesh behem nesiyas kapayim, mincha ein behem nesiyas kapayim. During Ne'ila there is duchening, but not in mincha. Okay? That's the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Keep that in mind, because we're going to end up saying later on that the halacha follows the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, which is going to explain why during Taniyos we're going to duchen and mincha ketan. But at any rate, before we get there, just to take stock, we have a brisa that says three shitas. There's a shita of Rabbi Meir that says in all four tefillos we duchen. There's a shita of, that's one extreme. The other extreme is Rabbi Yehuda shita, who says no, only Shachris and Musaf are going to duchen, but after Musaf, no duchening. Mincha ne'ilo, no duchening. Then there's a shita of Rabbi Yossi, the middle ground, who says that Shachris Mincha we're going to duchen, Ne'ila we're going to duchen, but not Mincha. Okay? Now there's a method to his madness, as the Gemara is going to explain. But my... What? I said there's a method to his madness.
In the timeline of the elimination of Ne'ila...
In a who?
The elimination of Ne'ila from... From the
Davos.
Okay.
Is it problematic that there's a duchen in a Davos versus leaving it in a Davos?
Does that make sense? I'm sure it makes sense, but not to me. say it again.
We have an additional Davos, and then we have a duchen in it.
Yeah.
It's not problematic that we're going to eliminate the Ne'ila service and the possible government in there versus having a government in the service that would remain forever.
Okay. What?
But this is what I'm saying. Just
what
you're
saying. I mean...
You want tiny sauce?
What?
You want tiny sauce? You got it.
They had Ne'ila, right? Right. So then, but he's saying, I think that your question is going to be answered when we get to the reasons behind them. Why it is that he's saying that we should duchen and Ne'ila and not mincha. It's not arbitrary. And let's see the Gemara, okay? This is really my way of just pushing off your question, okay? Just so in case you are right. Anytime I don't know the answer, I just say we're gonna go weiter, and we're gonna come up with the answer. And I'm hoping 20 minutes from now you're gonna forget the question. I'm hoping forget the question in 20 minutes time.
At least acknowledge the question before it blew it off.
This is the way you give shir.
That in and of itself is a level.
I'm giving you a lesson in how to give shir. When you don't know the answer, you never admit you don't know the answer. You just say we're gonna get there. Right?
I knew I was going to learn something.
I never say when we're going to get there. But Michael Biffling,
you did sure you're going to get something.
This, Reb Milinowitz is not going to like this tape. He's not going to. I'm glad he doesn't listen to this stuff. I'm really. Otherwise, I wouldn't be giving shir anymore. But Micah Miflagi, what are these three shittas arguing about? Exactly. I was wondering, what does Dr. Callis need me for? This is what it's for. He's the spy. Rav Meir Savar. Rav Meir holds, Kol Yomar, time of my normal days, what's the reason? Lo Parsika Kahani Yadayu, B'minchasa. Normally, why is it that the Kohanim do not duchen at Mincha time? Mishum Shechris. Because we're concerned about Shechris. In other words, after Shachris, Musaf, V'chule, they eat their lunch, and of course, during lunch, what do they do? They're having a glass of wine, which turns into three.
They're not allowed to drink.
They're having, what?
Kohanim are allowed to drink.
Kohanim are not allowed to drink.
Yeah. Particularly by the Beit HaMikdash.
They're allowed to drink. No. We had this Gemara. This is the Gemara we had. You're not going to stump me on this.
No,
this is the
Gemara.
What?
The Anshei Mishmar were not allowed to drink.
The Anshei Mishmar were not allowed to drink, but
and they're the ones that are duchen, you know?
Right. Huh? Right.
No, this is... We're talking Bizmanenu. We're talking Bizman... What?
Kohanim duchening outside the Beit HaMikdash.
It's about duchening outside of the Mikdash. It's outside the Mikdash.
What is it about Mamados?
What about the Mamados?
On the Mamados...
You can't ask me about anything about Mamados. Like, the whole thing is confusing to me, all right? Okay. All right. Hold on to that question. Dav Chav Zayin turns everything upside down. Because the whole Ma'amados, which I thought were happening in all of Eretz Yisrael, seem only to be happening in two cities in Eretz Yisrael now. But there is outside the Mikdash, the Ma'amados are existent. So what are you asking now?
We'll be dealing with
it in the next time. Right here. I can even point to it. What?
I thought the Ma'amados were only a base of Mikdash thing, and you just...
No, what? Ma'amados are not. Ma'amados are happening in Yericho also. Jericho, right? For those who don't understand.
Yeah, but it was when the Kohanim were going up. Even if the Ma'amados were happening in Yericho.
They were happening in Yericho?
But that was because the Kohanim were going to the Kohanim and the Levim were all going up to the base of Mikdash to do their week, twice a year duty.
Yeah. Yes, correct.
Which means we are talking about the base Mikdash.
No, Bizman base Mikdash, yes, but I'm saying even outside the Mikdash. Even outside, I mean, saying not outside the time of Mikdash, but even outside the Mikdash, they were duchening.
Oh, Rega, keep reading.
Ah, man. This is a tough crowd. I thought it was going to be a quick death. You guys are killing me here. All right. Anyway, so what's the reason? So he says, what does Reb Meir say? Reb Meir says, what's the reason why normally we're not going to duchen at Mincha time? Because they're already shikered up. Okay, they're already shikered up. So since they're shikered up already, so Mincha time, it wouldn't be appropriate for them to be duchening. They can't do that. As we'll see, a Kohen is not allowed to duchen when he's shikered up, right? Revius Yayin, whatever. He's not allowed to do it. But says the Gemara, Ha'idna, during these days, Tanios Mamados and Yom Kippurim, Leka Shechrus. There's no Shechrus because there's no food. So there's no concern. So the concern that you had before is no longer, and therefore you're allowed to duchen both at Mincha and Neila. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shachris and Musaf to call Yom Alosh Chiyach Shechrus, Lo Gazer Behu Rabbanon. When it comes to Shachris and Musaf, where there isn't typically Shechrus because you're not allowed to eat or drink before that time. So most people are not going to be eating or drinking that time, so there's no, there's less a concern of shechrus, and therefore we allow shachris and mincha, shachris and musaf time to be duchening. But so therefore the rabbanon when I goes there, but mincha neila the chol yoma shchicha shechrus gazbu rabbanon. But however, mincha neila, even though mincha neila, there's obviously during these times of the year there's no shechrus. Since normally on a normal day there would be an issue of shechrus because normally at musaf and mincha time there's a concern of
mincha neila.
I'm sorry, at Mincha and Ne'ilah time, sorry, there is a concern of Shechrus, so therefore we're going to be goes there and say, even on days in which it wouldn't be a concern because they're fasting, we're nevertheless going to be goes there. So we're going to say no duchening. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That's the opposite extreme. Now Rabbi Yossi comes in and says, and I think this is where we're going to answer your question, Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Mincha de Isa Kol Yoma, Mincha, where there is every single day. In other words, we daven every single day. Mincha gazu barabana. So then there is a gzeira. The rabbana going to make a gzeira. Since we have mincha every single day, there's going to be a gzeira, right? And therefore, we're going to say that even in days in which there is no concern of shechrus, we're going to be gozer on tanios umamados. Ne'ila, the last of Chol Yoma, but Ne'ila, which doesn't exist normally, so then we don't have a reason, we don't have a concern. Lo Gozer B'Rabbanan, the Rabbanan not going to be Gozer because there is no concern, since Ne'ila doesn't exist normally anyway. What are we going to be hurting? What are we going to be losing by saying, go ahead and duchen now Ne'ila? What? A person might, in an ordinary day, you might duchen at Ne'ila? There is no Ne'ila to duchen at. It doesn't exist. So since it doesn't exist, there's no concern. That's Rabbi Yossi's Shita. Right? Now it all makes sense. Right. Okay. That's why I always say, let's go Viking. Right? It's genius. What?
This whole thing about the Shechrus.
Yeah.
The Kohanim, okay, I see where we determined that they were allowed to drink in a previous limud. But the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that like the afternoon wine removes a person from this world. And the Kohanim were teachers of the Torah in those days, right? So wouldn't that be setting a bad example if they're getting drunk in the middle of the day so that they...
They didn't have water that was clean. That's all that
they
drink,
but they would die first.
Exactly.
They what?
There's no clean water.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I think that wine was. I mean, wine is not then what it is now.
You can't
what?
Hydrate yourself with alcohol. The alcohol is not a way to quench thirst. I mean, it makes you. Alcohol will dehydrate you. Alcohol dehydrates.
That's true. But that was.
But you're still getting water. But compared to water with like.
They didn't drink.
I mean, they're not Snapple back then.
I'm being mafkia myself from this conversation. I don't know.
This was so weird. What was Rabbi Joseph and
Dr. Pepper guy
in the Mishnah?
I'm not concerned about them setting a bad example. I think there's enough bad examples out in the world. Anyway. I don't know. I don't know the answer to your question. I'm not really sure. I don't know. I don't know. It could be a good question, but I don't know the answer.
It could be.
It's like there could be a 90%.
It is. You're saying it could.
There's a decent possibility that it's a good question. I don't know the answer. What do you want from me?
If we go back to
a typical, I'm just a regular ball of bus. You can't ask somebody who's not an accountant. I don't know the answer. All right. it's a consider. It's a, I don't know the answer. Why are we not concerned that the Kohanim shouldn't be drinking?
I don't know. You're not even allowed to daven these tefillos if you're drunk, right? Or I mean, depending on how drunk you are, but
it's like.
Why do I remember that there's a Tosis somewhere in Shabbos or something about? Oh, this is that's the top Tosis over here. I saw that Tosis over here. I think it'll be only the time is that Shechrus Kasha Dachamash, but the Mincha Shaycha Shechrus. Mar Shabbos says that there's no Shechrus, right? Mincha Lo Shaycha Shechrus. What's it called? Gali Arva Shechrus. The Mincha Lav Klum with Yosef Shechrus Shechrus Arvis. Aval Olam, but Mincha Shaycha Shechrus. I don't know.
I thought it was Revius.
I mean, it's not every day that I'm duchening, but
no, so they did. So again, that could be called shasui. It would answer you in
could be
duchening, but it wouldn't answer you in damage.
It's a chashash. It's not like a vadai. It's just concern. It's not like a. It's automatically that by that time the kohanim are going to be shit. It's a chashash. They just don't want to take any chances.
Anybody else? Let's put a tribe.
He's mocked it on Shaq Dennis.
I'm Rav Yehuda Marav. I think this conversation is deteriorating. It's time to go on. I'm Rav Yehuda Marav. Rav Yehuda Marav says halacha Rabbi Meir. The halacha follows Rabbi Meir that we duchen in all the tefilos. The Rabbi Yochanan Amar nagu ha'am ki Rabbi Meir. The am is noheg like Rabbi Meir. The Rava Amar minhag ki Rabbi Meir. The minhag is like Rabbi Meir. So we have three shitas. One shita is that the halacha is like Rabbi Meir. Another shita is like the nahagu ha'am, like Rabbi Meir. Another shita is the minhag is like Rabbi Meir. So what's going on with these three opinions? Are they all saying the same thing? No, they are not, says the Gemara. Manda amar halacha k'Rabbi Meir. The one who says the halacha follows Rabbi Meir, what does he mean to say? Darshinin labepirka. That means that we are publicly going to paskin like this. The halacha follows him. We can get up there in public and we can paskin like Rabbi Meir. But man da'amar minug, the one who says the minug is like Rabbi Meir, midrashlo darshinan, uruye marinan. We're not going to darshin in public that the halacha is like him, but we will paskin in private. If somebody were to ask you a shayla, you can privately paskin like that. Uman da amar nagu, and the one who says they are noheg, not that the minig is, not that the accepted minig is, but nahagu, people are noheg this way, that is a further stringency in which we say, oru yelo marinam, we're not even going to paskin privately like this, but vi'i avid, if the guy did so, then it's done, v'lo madrinam le, we're not going to tell him to reverse his actions. We're not going to tell him to do anything differently. So, nagu... We're gonna let him go up in Duchen, and I think that even the Rambam says that if he goes up in Duchen, we shouldn't tell him to come down, because if we tell him to come down, people are gonna think that he's possible. So if he gets up there and does it, he does it. He's good. Rav Nachman Amar Halachi Rav Yossi. The Rav Nachman says Halachi is like Rav Yossi. Halachi Rav Yossi. Halachi Valas Rav Yossi. I don't know Lamaisa when it comes to Rav Nachman versus Rav Yehuda versus Rav. If it's normally true that Rav Nachman wins, and why it's true here, even though we have three shitas that say that either halacha or minhag or nahagu is like Rabbi Meir, we nevertheless go paskin like Rav Nachman, who says the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. I don't know if that's a shita, if that's something that's kavua in Shas that Rav Nachman against Rav. Rav Nachman is going to win.
Rav Nachman's much later.
Is much later. So halacha kabasra.
I guess so.
Okay. That very well could be. That very well could be. Shkoyach. I didn't realize that Rav Nachman was later. Yes, I did know that, because Rav is a very early Amora. He's almost a Tana. Okay. The Ha'idna my time apart, Kani Adayu B'Menchasa, the Tanisa. Nowadays, then, if we follow like Rabbi Yossi, why is it nowadays that the Kohanim are duchening at Mincha? We should pass like Rabbi Yossi and say no duchening at Mincha. That's what he said. So the Gemara says, "Kevin de besamuch l'shkiyas achamach aparsi kfilas neila damya." Since they daven Mincha so late, it's like neila, and that answers why at Mincha Ketana they're duchening, yeah, and not Mincha Gedola, because Mincha Ketana is later in the day. It's pushing towards shkiyah, so therefore they duchen. It's like neila, but Mincha Gedola, which is much earlier in the day, we're going to say that has too much of a halacha it looks too much like a regular mincha, so we're not going to allow it during that time. That's what he says.
So if a person davens Mincha Gedola instead of Mincha Ketana on such a day, does he get the benefit of the bracha from the duchening?
No.
Mincha Ketana.
No. There are. I don't think so.
I don't think so. But we did have a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah at the very end that talks about the Poalim Shabbosados. Right, the Am Shabbosados. But Pashtus, no.
There are an occasional minhag that permits duchening by Mincha Gedola. Okay, I experienced it once.
Okay, very good. It says the Gemara Viter, the Kuli Alma Mihas, everybody, however, agrees that Shikr Asr Ben Asiyas Kapayim, somebody who's drunk, is not allowed to duchen. Minani Mili, from where do we learn this from? Am Rabbi Shul Ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapra, Lama Nismcha Parshas Kohen Mavarech, the Parshas Nazir. As we know, in Parshas Naso, the Parsha of Nesias Kapayim, Yevarecha Hashem Yishmarecha Yoyar Hashem Panam Elach V'Yichunecha Kol Sivarachu Espanei Yisrael Mor Lahem. Right, that whole parasha is right next to the parasha of Nazir. Why are they juxtaposed? Loimer Ma Nazir Asur B'Yayin Afkoyim Mavarech Asur B'Yayin. Because there's a halacha to learn out that just as a Nazir cannot drink wine, so too we learn out la halacha that the Kohen cannot drink wine. Kohen Mavarech cannot drink wine. Maskev La'abu Had Rabbi Zera. The father of Zera asked the question. Va'amila Oshia Bar Zavda. Some people say Oshia Bar Zavda asked the following question. If you're going to compare a Nazir to a Kohen Mavarech, we should say the same thing. Just as a Nazir is not allowed to have the peel of a grape, we should say the same thing is true by a Kohen Mavarech, which is not the case. He's not allowed to drink wine, but he can have everything else. Why can't he have the peel? Why should he be able to have the peels? We should say the peels are Usher as well. Why do we say this? I'm Rav Yitzchak, I'll tell you why. Because Amar Kro, we have another pasuk that says, L'sharso ulavarich bishmo. The job of the Levim and Kohanim is to be Mesharis, is to serve ulavarich bishmo, and to duchen, and to give the bracha. Ma Mesharis, just as somebody, a Kohen, is Mesharis, a Kohen who is doing the avoda, Mutar Bechartzan, he's allowed to have the grape peels. Af Kohen Mavarech Mutar Bechartzan, so to the Kohen his blessing is allowed to have the Chartzanim. So, taking stock over here, we have a juxtaposition in the Nazir to the Kohen Mavarech to teach you that just like the Nazir is not allowed to have wine, so to the Kohen Mavarech is not allowed to have wine. Why don't we say that the Kohen, that the Nazir is not allowed to have even a Chartzan, even the peel of a grape? So too a Kohen Mavarech can't have the peel of the grape? No, because we have another limud to teach us that just as a Kohen who is doing the avoda can have a chartzan, so to a Kohen Mavarech can have the chartzan. That's what the Gemara says so far. But the Gemara says, I don't like that. Because imam Mesharis Bal Mum Lo. Then I would tell you, well, a Mesharis, meaning the Kohen who is doing the avoda, he is not allowed to have a mum. Af Kohen Mavarech Bal Mum Lo. We should say that the Kohen Mavarech cannot have the same mumim as the Kohen. Mesharis, and that's not true. So if you're going to compare the Kohen Mesharis to the Kohen Mevarech, we should say that the same mumim.
Mesharis is what?
Mesharis is the one who's doing the avoda, who's bringing the karbanos.
Okay, yeah.
So the same mumim that apply to him should apply to the other. So the Gemara says, we're not going to say that. Why? Because ha iskish l'nazir. Because we're going to say that that there's a comparison between the Kohen Mevarech and the Nazir. So in other words, we seem to be taking the leniencies of both. Whenever we can take leniency and say, well, the Kohen Mevarech is similar to the Nazir, we'll do that. Whenever we can say that the Kohen Mevarech is closer to the Kohen Mesharis, we'll do that. So the Gemara doesn't like that and says, my chazes to miskish l'kula, ikish l'chumra. Who says, why are you all of a sudden taking the kulas and saying, well, if the Kohen Mevarech is similar to the Nazir, and the Nazir is allowed to He's allowed to have mumim, so therefore a Kohen Mevorach can have mumim. And if the Kohen Mishares is allowed to have a chartzan, so then the Kohen Mevorach can have a chartzan. You seem to be randomly applying kulas. So the Gemara says, you're right. Asmachtaninu, midrabanan ulakula. All of these limudim that we just came up with, they're all asmachtas, meaning that they're not midoraisa. These are not limudim doraisa. These are all asmachtas durabanan. Since they're asmachtas durabanan, so they're already makel because they're durabanan. Therefore, we can take the kulas of each and apply the Kohen Mevarech wherever we want to come out with the kula d'kipsha. And that, my friends, is the Afchav of the base.
That's a silly question, but I'll ask it anyway.
It's talking about, when we talk about... if the Kohen was able to have grape juice, where it didn't become alcohol, is that the same?
What? No, I don't think.
If it didn't turn to wine,
I think so.
Would that be the same?
I think so. I think it is.